from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right. What are you most excited for? It's happening, man, tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to get a glimpse. And we've talked about it all week, but now that we're bearing down on Texans and Giants, noon tomorrow, this time 24 hours from right now,
home game too, man. Home,
that's what I'm talking about. That's the main reason I'm pumped up. Home game 24 hours from right now, they're kicking it off at NRG Stadium. Some of the things that I want to see, I want to just bounce them off of you, because it's not just about, like, oh, CJ Stroud and the receiver. Yeah, it is. We're excited. I want to, you know, you'll hear that in just a second, but just like, well, I'll start with this one. It's just a preseason game, right? Those are the tickets that you give away to your employees.
Yeah.
All the bosses are giving away preseason game tickets.
So season ticket holders is like, you want some tickets to the game?
They're the neighbor that they talk to, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want some Texas tickets? Yeah. Okay. It's for the preseason. I get it. It's the preseason. But this is different.
Yeah, I think to me, this is not like the season opener or nothing like that.
No.
Because it's preseason, but I think this just setting the tone.
Mm-hmm.
I think right here, you know, it don't mean anything, you know, as far as
it is meaningless in every way other than individually, and we'll get to that.
Yeah, but to me, I think it's just setting the tone, just checking the temperature a little bit, man. Just let's get out there, check the vibe, just see everybody for the first time in a real game setting.
Yeah.
I know some people went to training camp and all that, but
that's what, maybe 2,000 people?
Yeah.
Eight times?
Yeah.
And a lot of them are the same people?
Yeah. But
there'd be 70 grand in there, man.
Yeah, this one is kind of like I wouldn't say the first day of school, but school orientation before the first day of school, where you just go up, you're like, hey, what's up? Yeah, it's 2024 season.
To your senior season.
Yeah.
To your senior year. You're pumped. We this back is the
out,
year.
Yeah, we back out.
We're going to own this school.
Yeah. Like, oh, no, it's about to be a good season. I can't wait. And just kind of check the vibe a little bit. And even for tailgaters, man, you know, they got to work out the kinks too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the tailgaters probably got some.
Hey, you better work them out.
They got some new equipment. Mm-hmm. They probably got some new stuff. I heard Nuff said might have a new fire truck.
They're going to have. Really?
I think so. I think it's this year. Yeah.
They're going to have bands this year.
Yeah. Hey, man, they getting popular. I'm surprised they haven't the last couple years, man.
Yeah.
They one of the best tailgates I've been to.
Yeah.
And, you know, they always show some love. So shout out to Nuff said tailgaters. But, you know, you bringing out the new stuff there, man. You trying some new things out, seeing what work and, you know, what don't work. And just getting back together, getting the band back.
Seeing faces that you only see at Texans games, whether it's the people sitting in front of you, sitting behind you, next to you with your season tickets, or people you tailgate by.
Yeah.
This is weird, but I'm looking forward to seeing the security people that at the parking, because they was like, hey, Lopez, we talk it up a little bit, get the people behind us mad because they're waiting to get into the parking lot, and we're just chatting up the Texans, or what do you think of this or that. Yes, all that I'm excited about.
Yeah, and it's just good to just be back physically in the building.
Yes.
Just walking in, showing your badge or showing your ticket.
Your face this year.
Yeah, yeah. Showing your ticket if you're, you know, if you're a fan, showing your ticket, scanning your ticket and just going in, just being back, looking at the concession stands and stuff like that. It's just kind of like
a
warm-up.
How much is beer this year? Oh, hell.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of, to me, I look at it like the pre-game to the regular season.
Yes.
Just kind of getting warmed up a little bit.
But this year, more than ever, because of the team that we're expecting to see eventually, and we're going to see starters tomorrow. Let me just say this about tailgating real quick, because you mentioned you got to break in some new stuff. You know how you're going to do it. Get it together, man, because especially if you're in the orange lot, because I'm going to be out there doing the HEB tailgater of the game in the orange lot tomorrow.
Orange lot be bringing it, man.
And I used to park there when I had tickets and would go mostly as a fan. That's where we tailgated, was in the orange lot. But if you're competing for the HEB tailgater of the game in the orange lot, it counts for the season.
It do. Every tailgate counts.
Every tailgate counts. Every competition every week counts toward the tailgater of the year. Some other things I want to see. I just mentioned it. I want to see the first team offense as intact as possible and the first team defense as intact as possible for two series. Let's have some success, and then I'll see you later.
So not like the Chiefs? Not like the Kansas City Chiefs play a full half?
Yeah, no, I don't
think
so.
Come on, we got to see a full half.
I don't think so.
Don't they got some kinks to work out?
Well, they've worked them out in two consecutive Super Bowls.
Maybe they're not sure about – maybe they want to get Patrick Mahomes warmed up a little bit.
Well, he's been warmed up by week six or seven.
He needs some reps, man. You know, not sure what you're going to get out of him, man.
No, he does not. That's bizarre to me, but I get it. Whatever.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think two series is perfect for the offense and defense. Mm-hmm. Now, with C.J. Stroud, if they go first series, they
maybe
just
cut it short.
Boom, 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 touchdown. Yeah. Run here, run there. Boom, boom, touchdown. Then, all right, guys.
Yeah.
We'll see you in Indy.
Yeah.
And same thing with the defense. If they, you know.
We're not probably going to see Will Anderson.
Yeah.
But we're going to see a lot of guys.
I would like to see the defense.
Lassiter's going to be out there.
That's who I want to see, man.
Yeah.
I want to see him just in a real game. This would be his first game, actual, you know, game.
Kind of an unveiling.
Yeah. So I want to see him. In the perfect world, I would like to see Malik Nabers.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if he's going to play.
No, he hurt his leg. Yeah. I think. Daniel Jones is playing.
Yeah.
Devin Singletary is playing.
Welcome back, buddy.
Welcome back, Devin Singletary. Something of a homecoming here.
Yeah.
I want to see Joe Mixon show us something like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, really show us you're not just another back.
Yeah.
You're a back.
I want to hear Vandy get hype over a Joe Mixon run where it's like, whoa, Joe Mixon with the first down.
And I'm not talking 50 yards. I don't need to see that. But I want to see him do something, even if it's like a 9-yard run or something where you go, whoa.
Yeah.
That ain't Damian Pierce.
Yeah.
That's not even Devin Singletary from last year.
Yeah.
That's a dude.
If he give me one of those, then have a seat, man. You good. All right, let's save you to week one.
Yeah. I want to see a sign like special, I guess is what a lot of people would say. That dude is special, and he has been for the last couple of years.
Right. Okay, I see what they got.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see the kickoffs take a step, man. Kickoffs and kickoff coverage. Frank Ross, obviously, he's going to coach his ass off. Obviously, he has some stuff up his sleeve. But he's been so freaking frustrated with this. He doesn't even hide it. I want to see what these guys have got because I think it's going to be a really important thing all year long.
This one I'm a little bit nervous about to see a preseason, man. Because I know they tried to make the kickoff a little safer. But it's still some car crashes down there, man.
Oh,
they still hit each other.
Big time.
I do.
And it's close quarters.
Yeah. I want them to figure it out by week one so they can have it all together. But
yeah.
I don't want nobody to get hurt, man. Don't go too hard right now, man. Just let's just try to figure out figure out the strategy and let's all stay healthy.
Exactly. Couple of atmosphere type things outside of the vibe we were talking about a second ago. I want to see that H-Town logo all over. It's in the end zone. The new end zone has that darker blue that's going to be in the home uniform, which I think is the uniform they're going to wear tomorrow. The dark blue, deep steel blue. The original deep steel blue from 2002 is back. and some, you know, some other adjustments on the uniforms. You'll see that first of all. But that H-Town logo, I mean, Byron is wearing it right now.
He's rocking it right now, yeah.
It's badass.
I like that logo a lot. Yeah. And I liked it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a cool logo. I like that they putting it everywhere because
it's in the end zone. It's on the sides.
Yeah. And I know one of the complaints was, you know, from the very beginning was the H-Town.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Blue, mm-hmm. And only not really big into the uniform.
Yeah,
but I think they're playing it perfect. Now I'm warming up to the fact that mm-hmm. yeah, we don't have a full blown H-Town blue jersey.
Yeah.
Like a lot that H-Town blue not overpowering everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they got it,
they wanted it. Let's be honest.
Yeah, no, of
they
course.
Wanted it to be a predominant color in the jersey, but stupid Amy Adams Strunk kept them from doing it. No,
yeah, no.
Stupid Amy Adams Strunk. Kept that's them from doing it.
That's facts.
Yeah, that's facts. Yeah.
But I like the way they're doing it, like using that with the big H,
mm-hmm.
and they got it all in the stadium and, you know, just in the end zone and stuff like that. I like that they're doing that. Because I was a little worried, like, man, we only going to see this color whenever they wear that uniform. But yeah. No, it's all over the place.
All over the place.
They repping that H-Town blue.
Yeah.
And even though the regular uniforms don't have it, no, it's all over the stadium, and yeah. You can see everybody rocking the merch and stuff like that. So
absolutely.
It's definitely known.
No, it is absolutely known. I think it's going to be – we will never get – or I shouldn't say that. We may not ever get the actual numbers from the Texans. I guarantee you that H-Town and the H-Town Blue, the new one, by far the number one selling.
I think so.
By far.
Yeah, I think so. And it's something different, man.
Yeah.
I think – and then, you know, it was a lot of people that didn't want that blue,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like everybody is satisfied at this point, man. You got some of the OG stuff that's,
yeah.
you know, that still, I think, still look cool,
mm-hmm.
but you also had some of the new, hipper
yeah.
Merch
mm-hmm.
that got that color. And, like, I like the shirt Byron wearing.
No, it is. It's nice.
And I think a lot of people like it, too, and it's all over the place.
Yeah. I also want to see this, and I don't know if it's going to be a good thing or a bad thing. We're just going to find out with everybody else, 70,000 of our closest friends or thereabouts. I want to see what the stadium is going to look like during the game, but more importantly, what it's going to feel like with 2 gaping holes, I mean end to end on the roof, beyond the sidelines. 2 gaping holes in the roof. They're going to be blasting the AC. It was cool yesterday during practice, but there weren't 70,000 people in there.
Yeah.
I want to see what it's going to look like and feel like when that happens. Because the most important thing to remember, and Cal McNair said this, they're not even going to be able to repair the roof until like 5 weeks into the regular season. So
yeah.
that get used to it. I mean, you got home games in September, too, that count.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to, like, because clearly those gaping holes, they stay there. They can't cover it up or anything like
you
that.
Yeah, you can't put the blue tarp like after Hurricane Beryl,
yeah.
you know, on your roof
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah, no, I don't think they got a tarp that
ain't
big.
Ain't a blue tarp big enough for that.
Yeah, no, nah, but, yeah, I kind of want to see how, I guess, it does in the rain. like just weather.
You could have a strip. If it's a hard rain, you could have a strip of rain, like say between the 20s or something. I mean, between 20 and the 15 or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of worried about a little bit. We probably won't see that anytime soon, but I don't know if we're going to see a big difference as far as like the heat coming in. I think it's going to be cool. I think it's going to get to a point where people probably wouldn't even notice.
I hope. That's it. Now, you will notice something of a shadow or the sunlight.
If you sit down and you pay attention and you look up, because a lot of people like to look up, look around, you'll clearly see it. But I don't think you're going to walk into the stadium and be like, man, it's hot in here. That heat coming in through those gaping holes.
Yeah.
I think it's going to feel like a normal, you know, atmosphere with or without the gaping hole. I just think the big effect is obviously looking with your eyes, sunlight, and then possibly whenever it rains.
I'm also interested what it's going to look like on television, like in the heat of the day when the sun is right above. Remember the old Texas Stadium with the Cowboys that had the hole in the roof? Like, a lot of times when you're watching TV, like, it's clearly, I mean, technology has advanced since then, but like a lot of times the filters on the cameras, when you're watching on TV, it would go like all of a sudden like white.
Oh yeah,
because they're adjusted to the shadows. Then they go into the sunlight, and it's like, man, I can't see anything. It's just until they change the filter. Now I'm guessing that's a lot better, the technology these days, but it might affect that, and it might also affect like throwing into the sun or into the shade. You know, if those holes are affecting the field.
Yeah, I to me, if I can kind of guess how it could end up, it kind of remind me of playing in Indy, how they have a weird stadium with a big old window up there, and sometimes the sunlight come in there.
And then you notice it.
It create a big shadow.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing maybe it might be like that wherever the gaping hole is. But for the most part, I don't think it's going to be a huge effect.
Yeah.
Like I said, the only effect I think it could have is if it's raining.
I think you saw this too. There was a time lapse.
Yeah.
I guess they're testing it over there. Like, what's it going to look like? What another?
Yeah.
There was a time lapse of basically during a game time and before and after. It didn't look too bad, you know, to me. But again, I don't know. I'm interested.
I don't think it's going to be a huge effect on the field like that. Maybe if the sun just so happened to be right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It could blind some folks or something like that. But
and the people sitting in the sun.
Yeah, that'll
be hot.
That's going to be uncomfortable.
I don't care what the AC's on. Yeah,
nah, that's going to be uncomfortable. But I think the only thing that can make things really interesting is if it's like storming.
Yeah.
And then just that one little part just coming in, it's just like, man.
I actually looked at the 10-day forecast yesterday. We're actually pretty cool on rain for a while.
I think they're good right now. Yeah,
for a while.
But I'm just thinking about when if the ball is right there on the 20.
Yeah.
And it's just pouring down rain and just right there at the 20. And you got Juice Scruggs.
It's third and one in an important game.
Yeah, Juice Scruggs got to hike the ball.
Yeah.
He's in the rain, but maybe C.J. Stroud isn't.
He's not.
Or Joe Mixon isn't in the rain.
Yeah.
And he just, out of nowhere, just got to get a wet ball. I was kind of thinking about stuff like that. Now, that probably won't even happen.
Very rarely.
Yeah, but it's just something interesting, man.
I want to see Stephon Diggs score a touchdown tomorrow. And that's very selfish reasons as someone who, you know, obviously I like this team. And I feel bad for Stephon Diggs. Like, we went through it yesterday. They've talked about him on the sidelines, and it was nothing. They've talked about him, you know, having a conversation with C.J. Stroud. It was nothing. It was nothing. They've talked about him on a national scale. About this whatever fracas, whatever you want to call it, it was nothing. He was not involved in terms of the fight. They've talked about him like, I wouldn't say I've missed him, you know, Josh Allen, and it turns into this big thing. I'm tired of these people that are just like, they have this in their head, this image of Stephon Diggs, and they're just not going to change their mind. Just I want to see him have that success.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that's going to continue to be a talking point up until like maybe week 9, week 10.
Oh yeah,
when the Texans are rolling and he's balling, then I think people going to be like, man, why did Buffalo give that up? Or man, they only got him for a second round pick next year.
Yeah,
not even this year, next year, and they going to be good. So that's going to be probably a late second round pick. So I think people are going to be like, man, why did Buffalo trade him in the division to that team like that?
And they're rolling.
Yeah, in the conference.
Yeah.
So I think that will be the conversation. But right now, people looking to see a car accident.
I've been saying it from the start. He's the number one wide receiver. You're going to see he's the number one wide receiver. But now I'm like becoming a fan just because of all the stuff that he's unjustly, you know, having to listen to, and all of us as well.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to confessions. I might have to ask Byron Matthews, our producer today, a somewhat not politically correct question, but I think I'm going to go ahead and ask it. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.